they say you don't want to meet your heroes. The worst thing is to meet your heroes for like 5 seconds in a lot of cases, and that's what happened to me. I worked in radio and television for a while and in film for a while, and I met a lot of famous people, but the ones you remember are the ones that you met when you were a child or when you were young, because it was just like, it was just magic in so many ways. And for me, that's what these were like. The first one, 1978, yeah, I'm that old. I was 11, and we went to my grandparents' house in New York for Christmas, and they gave us tickets to Dracula on Broadway, which starred Frank Langella at the time. But he was shooting the movie, so Raul Julia filled in, and I was bummed. I was like, oh, Frank Langella. But now I'm like, oh, Raul Julia, so much better than Frank Langella. So we're there, and this is 1978, and New York City was a bit grittier than it is now in a lot of cases. And my parents somehow were completely comfortable with my sister, who was 3 years younger than me, and me, 11 years old, running around, you know, the Broadway area looking for a cab after the show. So they're like, oh, yeah, go find a cab. And I'm like, okay. So we're running around. I see this cab with the door open, and I run up to the cab, and I'm like, I yell him back, I got a cab, because we had to get on the Long Island Railroad. So I'm like, I got a cab. And inside is Robin Williams sitting in the seat. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're, and he goes, yes, I am. And he closes the door. And tells the driver to drive. And as he's driving away, my sister goes, Mark! Mark! And then both my sister and I turned to our parents like, that was the Mark Gibney. They're like, sure it was. Sure it was. We're like, no, it was really Mark Gibney. Oh, my God. So that was meeting Robin Williams. And that was, I mean, so many things. Oh, God, I wish I could have said. But the second one, is anyone old enough to remember when Harbor Place first opened? Oh my God! Yeah, now it's like, you know, it's not the place it is now. But back then, we went there like the first week it opened in 1980, and it was jammed. I mean, you couldn't move around the place. It was, you know, everyone's like, it's a mall on the water. Oh my God, it's a mall on the water. So we all go, and again, I'm like, you know, I think I'm like probably like 13, and my sister's with me. A lot of these have to do with my sister. And we're walking around, and we're just trying to, like, get, you know, oh, there's a Hats in the Belfry over there, I think, and there's you know, some of the place over here. And I don't know if you remember this person, but show of hands, who remembers Gary Berghoff? Oh, a few. Okay. MASH was the big show. In 1980, you couldn't change the channel without running into a rerun of MASH or the first run of MASH. And he played Radar, Radar O'Reilly, on the show. And he left on the seventh season. I don't know why. But he was famously shy, like heartbreakingly shy. He had a hand that from a deformity as a child that you never, if you watch MASH, they'll never show his hand. So it was his right hand, so he wouldn't shake hands or things like that. And we, my sister and I, see him, and we're like, Radar! and he looks and he's like, I've got to get the hell out of here, because it's just thousands of people. And we're like, Radar, oh, Radar. And we start, and he runs away from us. It's very similar to your story, Ron. He runs away from us, and we are tracking him, like, through Harbor Place, like, oh, he's amazing, the burger place and all that stuff. But we completely couldn't find him. And then as we're leaving, we see him, like, sneak out of a back door, out of the back, and my dad saw him. So we had, in that case, we had actual proof that we saw Radar O'Reilly in that case. Third one, 1989. I was a club DJ at the Hyatt downtown, and it was happy hour, which meant I got in there at 3 p.m., and I left at 3 a.m., and it was winter, so I was like, if you ever been to that place, it was a place called Rooftops, and you were at the very top, and you could see the whole Inner Harbor and everything, And you were trapped in this little tiny DJ booth. And I was like, I just gotta go outside before this gig starts. I just gotta go outside and just relax and just kind of breathe some air. And the staff knew me, so they're like, okay, we're cool. You know, everything's set up. You just come up when you're ready. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna stand out here. And I'm standing outside. I'm just watching the cars go on Light Street. I'm just like, oh, okay, all right. And this guy comes up to me on my right. He's wearing a trench coat and a fedora. And he says, excuse me, do you have a cigarette? And I said, no, I don't smoke. And he's like, oh, probably a good idea. And then he walks away and I see him. And I walk into the hotel and I walk up to the, they had two concierges, two women my age who were the concierges. And I said, excuse me, is David Bowie staying at this hotel? And one of them looks at the other and goes, yes, yes he is. And I'm like, son of a bitch. And he was gone. That was it. That was it. I basically told him not to smoke, and that's all I got out of it. Now, God, totally heartbreaking in a lot of ways. But those are my three biggest. I want to tie into Aaron's story, though, for 1 second. My great-grandfather was a carpenter in Long Island in the way back days, and he was he worked on church steeples. And Charles Lindbergh was practicing his takeoffs in Long Island, and he knocked my grandfather and two other carpenters off a church steeple because he came in too low. And my grandfather, yes, he's a Nazi, but he's a famous Nazi. But he knocked my grandfather off, and he went to the hospital. He felt so bad, and my grandfather broke his arm, and he signed my grandfather's cast. And when my great grandfather Pat passed away, we went to his place in Queens, and we're looking around, and we're looking at all the stuff, and we're like, I asked my grandmother, I said, "Where's the cast?" And she's like, "Oh, that nasty thing, I threw that away." And that's it. That's my story. Thanks, guys.